This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Pakistani authorities say an express train barreled into another that had derailed in Pakistan, killing at least 40 people. More than 100 were injured in Monday's pre-dawn crash, and rescuers and villagers worked throughout the day to pull survivors and the dead from the crumpled cars. Later in the day, heavy machinery arrived to cut open some cars in the hopes of rescuing several people still believed to be trapped. An official said the Milat Express train derailed in the district of Ghotki in Sindh province. Then the Sir Syed Express train hit it minutes later. Train accidents are common in Pakistan, where successive governments have paid little attention to improving the poorly maintained signal system and aging tracks. The U.S.'s Biden administration is expected to announce new measures to fight smuggling and trafficking on Monday. The administration also hopes to announce additional anti-corruption efforts. This comes along with Kamala Harris visiting Guatemala and Mexico on her first foreign trip as vice president. A senior administration official briefed reporters traveling with Harris on Sunday. Harris has been tasked by President Joe Biden with addressing the root causes of the spike in migration to the U.S.-Mexico border. France's anti-corruption watchdog has decided to fine Google 220 million euros or $268 million for abusing its dominant position in the complex business of online advertising. It said Monday that the move is unprecedented. The watchdog said practices by Google are particularly serious because they penalize Google's competitors in certain markets and publishers of mobile sites and applications. This is VOA News. Islamic State West African province said in an audio recording heard by Reuters that Abu Bakr Shekau, leader of the rival Nigerian militant Islamist group Boko Haram, was dead. Shekau died around May 18th after detonating an explosive device when he was pursued by fighters following a battle. A person purporting to be ISWAP leader Abu Musab al-Barnawi said on an audio recording. Two people familiar with al-Barnawi told Reuters the voice on the recording was that of the ISWAP leader. Some analysts believe Shekau's death could lead to the end of a violent rivalry between the two groups, enabling Islamic State West African province to absorb Boko Haram fighters and consolidate its hold on territory in northeastern Nigeria. Mexico President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's party and allies appear poised to maintain their majority in the lower chamber of Congress. Only 41% of ballots had been counted late Sunday, but electoral authorities released quick count results for the lower chamber of the Congress. López Obrador's Morena party will have to rely on votes from its allies in the Workers' Party and Green Party, but together they were expected to capture between 265 and 292 seats in the 500-seat Chamber of Deputies. Pope Francis has expressed pain over the discovery in Canada of the remains of 215 residential school students and urged church and political authorities to work together to shed light on the shocking development, but he didn't offer the apology sought by the Canadian Prime Minister. Francis on Sunday called on political and church authorities to shed light on what happened and to foster healing. 2 days earlier, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau voiced deep disappointment that the Vatican hadn't offered an apology. From the 19th century until the 1970s, more than 150,000 Indigenous children were forced to attend state-funded Christian schools, the majority of them run by the Roman Catholic missionary congregations. British Health Minister Matt Hancock said on Sunday the UK would delay fully lifting COVID-19 lockdown restrictions on June 21st if the data suggested it. Last week, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he could see nothing in the data that would derail the plan to end lockdown restrictions, although caution was needed. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.